producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Sunshine and good days. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of thoughts, things that you can consume, absorb, if you will, about what's going on in the world in depth in this hour. Often Ken Kessler and I are here to take some of the top stories. It isn't always where the real headlines are. Sometimes it's business and sometimes it's sports. And I think the focus on Yogi Berra, who passed away a couple of days ago, is very appropriate. You kind of bumped into him in many different ways. I would have thought, Kenny, he would have made, for whatever the reason, in his time, like Phil Rizzuto did and so many others. I was thinking of Joe Garagiola. Remember Joe Garagiola?
Oh, yeah.
How important he was on the Today Show. For whatever the reason, Yogi Berra didn't choose to go down that route, but I think he could have. He was one of those affable sports personalities, and there is a difference between the affable, for my money anyway, the affable sports personalities of old versus the maybe affable sports personalities. I think of Boomer Esiason. He's a radio host, does a lot of television, football, that sort of thing. I've worked with him, and I find him to be matter-of-fact and very businesslike and very smart and very driven and very knowledgeable, but he doesn't have a warmth to him. I never got it if he did have it. The only person I think I ever worked with that was a sports personality that had warmth and charm was Pete Rose. As much as there's so much stuff attached to him, there was something about being around him that was just fun. Or you had empathy. He was the kind of guy that brought out emotions. There was nobody who was in the middle with Pete Rose. You either really liked the guy or you really didn't. With Yogi Berra, I don't sense that there was anybody. You can't feel and give people sense of I want to be around this guy without having something true. In the eulogy at his service yesterday, Cardinal Dolan in New York went so far as to invoke another son of an Italian immigrant father whose company he had recently enjoyed. He talked about Pope Francis. Cardinal Dolan compared their humble beginnings, Yogi Berra and the Pope's aw shucks attitudes and the size of their ears and other things that are sort of playful. The Cardinal even dropped a reference to Berra saying, when speaking of his relationship with God, quote, "There is no fork in the road on this journey, and that life ain't never over." So you think about Yogi Berra and how he, through the 1950s, rose to prominence. He had three children. They went to church every day. Sort of reminds me of Mark Wahlberg, for whatever the reason, except that I don't think Yogi Berra went to church out of guilt. I think he went because he was it enhanced his life. Isn't that why you go to church anyway? You don't feel a sense. The people who really, truly believe. How often do you go to church, Kenny?
Almost every Sunday.
Do you? Okay. And when you come out, do you feel differently than when you went in?
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. You look at the, I was looking at some of the pictures around this church, and I didn't realize this, he was in service during World War II. Did you know that? He'd been in World War II? Yep. So what we thought of him was as a cool Major League Baseball player, but apparently he had a heck of a record in the service. So, but he didn't talk. He was not one of those guys that talked much about what it is or was that made it all work for him. He just talked about everybody else. But there were, and that is also interesting to look at the people who were there from the Yankees Alex Rodriguez, for example, Brian McCain, Brett Gardner, and Reggie Jackson showed up, Ron Guidry, these Sandy Koufax, Bill White was there. Almost every team was represented. Joe Torre, who managed the team when Barrow returned in 1999 from a 14-year absence after Steinbrenner apologized for firing him as manager through an intermediary. He never actually said it to him. Steinbrenner was a piece of work. Man, what a circle burger. Anyway, I thought maybe I'd look into the Facebook.com/Gaudet and the Twitter and see what you had. Did you have anything on Yogi Berra? Well, what do we have? That's we have somebody who's going to be with us in a moment talking about the NFL again. A professional, Tim Crumry, on concussions. What do you have as it relates to that sort of thing?
David says, "I'm glad my girlfriend made me stop playing football when I was in college. I probably would have ended up paralyzed by now."
Football, so much more dangerous than baseball. It seems so. There's something about baseball. I've always liked playing baseball. The only sport I really have ever enjoyed. And I was not bad at it, if I do say so myself. Not great in the field, but I could hit the ball a mile, and I loved running between the bases. And it seemed like good, clean fun. Nothing about football seems like good, clean fun. I know a lot of you are going to argue with me. And one of those people may be Tim Crumry, who has a successful career, but now is working for the people who are examining the brains of the NFL players, and we'll find out more about his story in a moment here on Good Day.
Take a planning card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer and Roberta, Richie and Kenny, and I have Tim Crumry. I pronounce his name improperly. And I should know Tim better because I was on the air in Cincinnati for a couple of years at WCKY. It may have been a little before you actually were on the team. When were you? When did you play for the Bengals?
I played from 1983 to 1994.
Huh? So you were there when I was on the air. What's the matter with me?
Well, you should have known how to pronounce it by that time.
Yeah, exactly. So I should be taken to the woodshed for that. What's the matter with
you?
Yeah.
You were there in the boomer years, huh?
Yeah, no.
All right. So you're working with my friends at Seriscan. I've been through the same process. You've been through the process. And this is what brought me around to, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, thinking how dangerous this sport is, that you've enjoyed as much as you did, and it did well for you, and I hope maybe you think you did well for it. But now there is this this company is a functional brain imaging company, and it specializes in the process that assists medical people in the detection and quantification of the brain disorders that so many people are focused on now and have been for the past couple of years. Do you have children, Tim?
Yes, I have a son who's 26 and a daughter who's 31.
So did your son play football?
I wanted him to. Due to the restrictions in the state of Ohio, he was too big to compete in his age group.
Really?
Huh. Yes.
Yeah, that's
he did not have an opportunity to participate in the sport that I love.
All right. So if you turn it back, turn back the clock to that point, if you knew then what you know now, would you have allowed him to play or encouraged him to play?
Oh, absolutely, Doug. There's no doubt about it. I'm for all sports. My son right now is training to compete at some time, if you will. I don't know what that would be, in MMA fighting. I am all for sports. I grew up with it. It has brought to my table a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen every day in the real world. From car accidents to whatever it may be, fall down, whatever, and people don't stop driving cars. Everybody's going to continue to play sports, and everybody's going to continue to play football. For the dreams and the memories and the relationships that I got with football, it was way above I ever expected.
All right, so now you're with a company that is examining brain disorders, and the NFL certainly is on the top of the list. The U.S. Army is on the top of the list of examining people. What is it that you're doing, and why is it that with your point of view, is well-rounded? Seriscan isn't trying to get people, it's not their job to get people not to play football or do other things. It's just their job to conclude what's going on in your brain. I had the test. You've had the test. I am someone who believes that football, the parents who push kids into football are irresponsible. That just happens to be my point of view after seeing all of this stuff. What do you say to me? Let's say you're trying to, I'm saying I don't want my kids to go play football. You've got all the information there. Why are you suggesting it's still a good thing?
Well, I still think I coach a lot of youth camps across the country, youth high school camps, and I think due to the experiences the kids get, as far as the discipline, as far as the coaching, as far as the camaraderie in any sport, not only football, whatever it may be, any club sport, any organized sport, I am an ambassador of the Heads Up program. Everybody is going to continue to do that. Some people choose to do it. Some people don't choose to do it. That's the right they have.
What about?
I just think
we're running a little tight on time. Degenerative diseases that come as a result of all this chronic trauma. What do you do about that?
Well, part of it is identifying the issues. The biggest thing with the guys I've talked to, and including myself, is there's possibly for room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, I was on board. You know, I'm sure you went through this too. As soon as I heard that improvement in some capacity, I was all in.
Yeah.
And I was kind of ahead of the game, meaning I really didn't sense I had too many issues, but they identified certain things.
Yeah.
And if I didn't address those issues, I would have had issues.
I wanted to have you here because you don't sound the same traditional bell as those who have come out with the information or understand the information from the concussion point of view. So it's good to have a different point of view. Thank you for being here. Tim Crumry from the Bengals.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Let's go through the top five songs from this week in 1984. Every hour at this point in the hour, we always have a focus on some sort of musical event or music of our lives, etc., etc., etc. You're going to like the five songs that were big during this week in 1984. Starting at number five, Stephen J.J. Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Crack it up, Richie!
What a great pop anthem. This is an anthem. It isn't a song. It's an anthem.
No summertime. No warm July.
Is it not?
No harvest moon July.
Great. 24 after the hour now on the Doug Goodday program. Number four belongs to Miss Cyndi Lauper. She bops. This kind of almost put Cyndi Lauper in the same category as Madonna a number of years ago.
Yeah, and they came up together.
Yeah, they did. Yep, yeah.
She took a bigger career, I think.
Yeah, she has.
But more I always like Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, but Lauper seems more real for some reason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Craig, this probably ever is you. Next one is even better. I love this.
How could it be better than this?
This is good. Number three is better.
He's gonna drive
I love this song. Great song.
Great band.
The Cars from Beantown. And I'm resisting telling my joke about the police and the cars because I think it's been overdone.
No,
you wanted me to tell it?
No. Thank you.
It's not really even a joke. It's a silly observation.
Sadly, Kenny, isn't Benjamin Orr the singer on this one?
Yes, he is.
Gone dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so they need to, the cars need to combine their talents with the police in order to survive. Is
there
the
you
police
go.
Car.
You can sing the chest in this song.
Yeah. This is
I thought the Cars should combine with the surviving members of the Doors, and they could be the Car
Doors. Doors.
I like it.
Or all three of them together.
The police car the Doors. Doors.
Yeah.
Number two this week. Here's 1984, John Waite, Missing You. This is, was he a one-hit wonder?
No.
I don't remember anything else. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, bad English.
Bad English, yeah.
Yeah. Treat the audience to a little of this music, please, Richard. Yeah.
It's a message.
how desperate I've become. And it looks like I'm losing this fight.
All right, so we get the drift of this song. Number one this week, 1984, belongs to Prince and the Revolution. Let's go crazy. Let's go crazy. Was this the era of the chaps? Was he still wearing the chaps?
He was wearing leather pants here, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Was he still, how much does he do in terms of touring, Prince?
Not a lot. I've tried to go see him once or twice. I have never seen him. Out of the hundreds of bands, I've never seen him. And I would like to, and I'll pay whatever it takes. So
really?
Bring it on, Prince.
Wow, Richie, that's a big statement.
You know what? You've got to see him.
What do you pay? When you go to a concert, what's the average price you pay for a seat?
Not a lot. I don't go to big concerts. The last big concert I went to was McCartney.
Yeah.
Just because you have to.
Yeah.
So I paid, I don't know, $300 for both of us to go, something like that, $350.
Yeah, so going to Madonna.
Places. I go to the State Theater, which is 15 minutes from my house, and $25 for a ticket.
Really?
Yeah, because all the bands I like are these big monster bands, and you can see them once or twice a year for
But you wonder sometimes, when you look what the average person, again, what you just said is so true. I've been to, what, three or four events in the Boston Garden this year?
Madonna doesn't need my support. Cracker does.
Yeah, well, but you may like the music. Well, maybe you don't.
I don't enjoy McCartney was great. I don't enjoy sitting in a big, huge stadium.
Well, you don't hear it. It's not intimate. That's
don't
true.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, it's all about the money. 28 half the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Contrary to popular belief that everyone is online, most very small businesses aren't fully plugged into the internet. However, the majority of these firms still expect to create their own website within 2 years. Stephen Aldridge of GoDaddy explains.
We surveyed 4,000 small businesses around the world, but found that nearly 60% don't have a website today. Business owners gave us three reasons they don't have a site. They think they're too small, lack the technical know-how, or think the cost is too high. What we found, actually, was that business owners can build a website if they can create a Word document and can afford it if they can spend as little as $1 a month. And every business needs to be findable on the Internet since prospects start their buying process online. 59% of those businesses already on the web have seen their revenues grow as their website increased awareness and helped them reach more customers.
For more survey results, visit garage.godaddy.com. That's garage.godaddy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, hopefully making your life better, understanding some of the issues of the day better. Conversation about the, somebody said to me recently, Kenny, Ken Kessler is here with me, monitoring facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day, and constantly feeding me information so I can have updates in my ears and my head, and those can be reflected. Kind of like when you see all these people on a television program, like Nick Cannon or some host of some show, or even when you see somebody performing live on stage, you see these little buds in their ear. And those are not hearing aids. And those are called IFBs, which essentially is a small headset that people put on. Sometimes performers don't want to, they're not trying to hide anything. So you'll see, I saw at a concert recently, people actually who are in the band wearing regular headsets because they have to be able to hear what they're doing. They have to be able to hear and mix things that are coming from the other performers. And they also get direction from either a stage manager or somebody who's off site that's telling them what to do. And so when I'm wearing my headset, it's sort of like, well, I can't imagine. I've been doing morning radio most of my career, and I can't imagine getting up in the morning and not spending 4, 5, 6 hours with a headset on. One of those, it's sort of not hazards of the trade, just kind of fun because you then are really, I feel like I'm tuned in, if you will. So Kenny will pass along things that I will then pass along to you. One of the things that from the world of health and your well-being is of no small priority to explain, and I don't have the explaining to do. The people in the Medicare system have the explaining to do. Nursing homes getting far more in payments than it costs them to provide care. So the exploitation of Medicare continues because of the bad management. Sometimes, in some of these cases that you'll read more about today, because there is a report being issued by the Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services focusing on nursing homes, where there is regularly a problem with these companies filing claims for the highest, most expensive level of therapy, regardless of what the patients are actually getting. This new report will knock nursing homes, but also the Medicare system on its butt because it apparently is so easy. We always are reading or hearing about these guys that bilk. There's a woman who is a psychiatrist. I remember seeing this in the last couple, 3 weeks, overbill by $14 million. How do you overbill by $14 million? And I guess the other side of it is that some of the people who will do it like $4 or $5 million a year, they get away with it because it's so small. So why are you so greedy that you want to tap into it for 14 if you can get away with it? It's common knowledge among providers that are disreputable that you can get away with a $3 or $4 million excess a year and nobody will catch it because they don't look for those quote unquote small. I'd like to have that small. Where can we bill? Yeah. Who do we get a hold of that we can latch on to $3 or $4 million a year? Anyway, the Medicare payments to nursing homes, the reason that the increases are taking place doesn't really seem to connect to any condition or characteristics of patients. People are getting older. Baby boomers are sticking around longer, so there's more expense. Skilled nursing facilities are supposed to provide therapy for 720 minutes or more during a 7-day period to bill for the ultra-high therapy. Imagine that. They've gotten it down, the formula, to minutes. Who would have thought that? Did you know that? I don't know that.
No.
I don't. I'm not. Well, I'm actually, I am on Medicare, but I don't have any need for treatment, this sort of treatment anyway. Every once in a while, there's a bill for a blood test or that sort of thing. But to have this become that it's this finite in a way, but yet they don't monitor the nursing homes as well as they might, and it's rife with cheating. It's easy to cheat, apparently. So the Inspector General in this report that's out today cites claims and data that some nursing homes exploited the system to only optimize revenues. Well, duh. Okay, let's try to find an example. Here's a Medicare beneficiary who got hospice care before and after her nursing home stay. This person got physical therapy 5 days a week for 5 weeks, even though her medical record indicated that she asked that the therapy be discontinued. The therapy sort of continued, but didn't really. So they made it look like it continued. And by the way, the report indicates that this past year, the extra billings, the illegal billings, cost you and me through the Medicare system over $1 billion. How do you run a system that badly? How do you do this? Medicare classifies nursing home residents into one of 66 different groups depending on the needs of the patient. No wonder, because everything is so damn complicated. 66 different groups of patients being treated or handled by Medicare. More than a third of the groups are for patients who require physical, occupational, or some kind of speech therapy. Medicare is in the business of taking care of those who are beyond 65, for the most part, depending on the patient's needs. So let's see here. The administrator, now they have an acting administrator at Medicare and Medicaid services. His name is Andrew Slavitt. Do any of these jobs have permanent people in them? There's always the acting deputy administrator or the acting this or the acting that. The inspector general says the Secretary of Health and Human Services ought to consider reducing Medicare payments and their rates for therapy in nursing homes. So when asked what the rationale was for the payments, that is, with the dollar amounts, nobody could give a, when the Inspector General, nobody in the office, the front office, could explain why they had the formulas they have. They just have them. Oh, we've always done it this way. What does that remind you of? Doesn't that remind you of the story at the end? And today is the last day of the old fiscal year. So that's one of the reasons this report is timely, because we're all looking back at this past year and trying to figure out how can, or at least people who are of good conscience and want to know their tax dollars are going to something important. So there are all of these different reports, and they all focus on the same thing. The expense lines need to be all utilized in order for you to get the same money next year. So, and that's one of the reasons, by the way, that they let the $3 or $4 million per prescriber go down the drain, or they just let it go, because they want to use up the money so that they'll be able to get more money next year. So they only deal with the really egregious accounting quote-unquote errors, but the little ones, like a couple of million bucks, because we got to spend the money anyway. Isn't that, what kind of a system does that? And the administration now has proposed to consolidate Medicare payments for a lot of different procedures like hip and knee replacement. They are trying to incentivize hospitals and surgeons and nursing homes to coordinate their care, because even though you know that these people are sneaking around doing this, it just looks like they'll say, oh, well, I didn't know that was going on. I didn't realize that this person was getting not only treatment at the nursing home, but there was a medical van that came to pick him up 3 days a week to bring him over here to get treatment. But there was no coordination because the nursing home didn't know where he was going in that medical van. Now, that kind of stuff. So there's going to be the lobbyist for the trade group for the it's the American Healthcare Association. This is the nursing home group. They say that the government is overemphasizing the problems at nursing homes. The problems are elsewhere. Right. Okay, anyway. Food for thought. Those of you who are heading that door, we're all paying for this no matter what our age. Up next on Good Day, another health-related conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Do you know what's included in your blood work? When's the last time you had a blood test? Let's explore that in a moment here on Good Day.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by WebBank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Avant California loans are made under Finance Lenders License 603K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 6464, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, code 6464.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
Doug Steffens, good day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell brought to you by a product that has been created by his largesse, the Long Life Energy Enzymes that have been compounded to help you in so many different ways. Those of you who love sugar, this will help you out. Man, it's helping me out. Pop four of them in your mouth in the morning before breakfast. You'll be reporting back to us that it's like a cup of coffee without the caffeine buzz. Lots of energy. It helps to protect you from lots of things. As Jack has said 100,000 million times on this program, it all starts in the gut. Absolutely. Your health is in your gut. And this product, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, purifies your gut. Save yourself from processed foods with the Long Life Energy Enzymes. And the proof is in the doing. The proof is in the pudding. So, here's what you do. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on Products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Use the code Doug, and you'll save 10%. Okay? That's it. We're on it here. I take them every morning, four of them. Meredith takes them every morning. Matter of fact, we had a chat with, what should we expect, Meredith said to Jack.
Well, I had another patient just yesterday come in and say, should this have an effect on my eczema? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, the eczema on my arms is gone after 2 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. This is a stellar product. Long Life Energy Enzymes. Check them out. Also, at ForbiddenDoctor.com. What else? What do we have in the podcast department? So many, we're well over 100,000 now listening to these podcasts. Every week, Jack and his wife Mary produce a new medical podcast. What's the theme this week?
Well, the thing we're working on this week is we just finished up the three series on vaccinations, which has just jumped the numbers right through the ceiling, because this is a discussion to people on the street.
Yep.
So that anybody can understand it. And I just got the latest proof of my book on how vaccines wreck human immunity. That'll be up on Amazon within a couple of weeks, I think.
Cool.
Right. And then we're working on another enzyme to explain even in clearer detail. I think the one that comes out this week is on the enzymes. Mm-hmm. Just how these things cover every cell, just the blanket covering of every cell in the body.
Yep.
And the continued reports we get of people decreasing their insulin requirements.
All right. Let me ask you, I have sent you my latest blood work.
Yeah.
We've got about a minute to discuss. Let's talk about insulin and the sugar for, I think my numbers are below what they have been, but it's all about sugar and our complete addiction, all of us, to sugar, and that affects the insulin level. So what are the right, somebody gets their blood work done, what are they supposed to be looking at in terms of numbers for insulin only?
Well, what they're looking for is the fasting number.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you're going to go get your blood drawn, and they want to do usually a good 12-hour fasting. So you've got the solution. This
and then
drink.
Don't you have to drink all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then which is extremely...
No, not for your insulin.
Yes.
For insulin? No, for your colon, yeah, but not for...
No, you can
no,
do
you
it for,
like this
for, a glucose, for a glucose tolerance test, not for insulin. Insulin insulin is going to respond to how much sugar you've consumed over a period of time. And the important thing about making sure that your insulin is checked when you're having glucose tolerance check, in other words, your ability to handle the sugar.
Really?
If your glucose is high, you want to make sure, and your insulin levels are high, you've got a real insulin sensitivity problem, and it's not just diabetes.
Ah, so check your numbers, know your numbers, get the blood work done. Dr. Jack Stockwell with us here on Good Day.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the Medical Grade Shark website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
True love is the greatest thing in the world, except for nice MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomatoes ripe. It's so perky. I love that.
Come, my love.
Great movie.
Love this movie.
A boy and girl and their love story.
Inconceivable. You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
She did possess.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Greatest movie of all time, Doug Lee.
What movie is that?
The Princess Bride, brother.
Really?
Yep.
How is that true? Grit was the greatest movie of all time.
No. It doesn't even hold a candle.
Storybook Love, Bride. Willie DeVille and Mark Knopfler. From the movie Princess Bride, number one movie during this week in 1987. That refreshing music and that memory is how we get started every day with movie moments here. Chuck Curry, I'm not sure he's around, but we have plenty of movie news, things that are happening, things that you are going to, I think, enjoy. This fall looks like an enjoyable time at the movies. Let's hope that that's the case. More on movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $220 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $220 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 10-3. Valid in store and online while supplies last.
All right, here's something that will set some people adrift from being Matt Damon fans. An interview with The Guardian has him saying a lot of discouraging things about the lives and careers of gay actors. Let me just read you the quotes and you can make up your own mind. Quote, I think you're a better actor the less people know about you, period. And sexuality is a huge part of that. Whether you're straight or gay, people shouldn't know anything about your sexuality because that's one of the mysteries that you should be able to play.
You know, I think he's right about that, actually, because think about when you watch a movie and you know an actor is gay and he's playing a heterosexual character, you're like, well, I don't believe it. Or vice versa, when you know it's like this, you know, heterosexual guy around town, he's trying to play a gay person. You have to be a really good actor to do that. So I think Matt Damon's actually right there. And I think of it more of in the political sense. And you've always talked about your hero, Ed McMahon, and his philosophy is keep it quiet.
Ed was not gay, by the way.
But he wore a pink shirt.
Yes, he did. I wear them. He taught me it was okay to wear a pink.
Man and right. Ken.
Yep. All right, so then Matt Damon talks about Rupert Everett's recent career moves. He said, quote, I remember thinking and saying Rupert Everett was openly gay, and this guy, more handsome than anybody, a classically trained actor, it's tough to make the argument that he didn't take a hit for being out. And I think there's probably truth to that.
It's
if
true.
People know there's the prejudice against people who are, and that's what he's saying. He's not criticizing, and somebody's going to take this to mean he's criticizing the gay lifestyle. He's not doing that at all. He's saying that because of the way the business works, it's structured against those who are gay. Now, those of you who say, oh, my God, they're gay people and everything, I think that that's an obnoxious thing to say, first of all. But really, I mean, if you he played somebody gay, didn't he, in Liberace, that Liberace movie? Didn't Matt Damon play someone that was gay?
He did. The lover, It was a little hard to watch.
Now,
it was Michael Douglas, wasn't
right,
it?
Michael Douglas. So did he do it any... Would he have been... Would he have played it better had he been really gay in life? Or is it just because he's a good actor?
I don't
think so. I think that's what he's saying. It should be just, you know, you are kind of ambiguous, and then when you go into roles, people believe you. It's just easier.
And the assumption is that you're straight until you say something different, and that affects your career. And I think he's probably right about that. So, interesting words from Matt Damon on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.